dance on the air. We're here cause we care. We ask all the questions that others don't dare. We're dads on the air. We're dads on the air.
Welcome back to Dads on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network. In this program, we bring you conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, family and parenting, and men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and today we are going to Bundaberg in central Queensland, where our special guests today are Peter Symes and Robert Stoker. So, gentlemen, welcome to Dads on the Air.
Thank you.
Can you tell me what is planned for 7 Starkey Street, Bundaberg?
Well, it's not at 7 Starkey Street. That's just that has been our headquarters, our head office, that's all.
Okay.
We're actually got a complex in Bundaberg City, and we are the first on contract, and we are the first men's and children's centre in Australia and the world. Doesn't exist. Me and Robert have created a model in his country that doesn't exist.
Well, that's a great plan.
Women's shelters across Australia is over 500 in Australia wide, over 54 in Queensland, but not one for male men and their children, fathers and their children.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary situation. You call it a complex. Why do you call it that?
Because that's, well, at the moment, we've a lovely man has the opportunity to buy this complex. It's actually a motel, mm-hmm. and it's ready to go. All we need is the money to do it. We've had it for 12 months. But don't forget, 5 days before Christmas, we had a lovely present from the Australian Charities Commission, and we got we had the approval for the Australian Charities Commission 5 days before Christmas. So yeah. we're getting in there on Facebook. We're at Facebook at Jeremiah House 2018. So it's been very good. The response has been marvellous. We're reaching out across Australia. And what we'll do for the complex in Bundaberg, when it opens, we'll service all of Australia. And over a period of time, we'll have a Jeremiah House in every capital city of Australia.
You mentioned the name of your new charity, and you don't often get Christmas presents like that, but your new charity is called Jeremiah House 2018. Is there any religious affiliation with your group?
Hold on. It's Jeremiah House.
Yes.
Fathers Domestic Violence Crisis Centre.
Okay. So with that Jeremiah House, is there any religious affiliation involved?
No, there's not. However, we do believe in God, that's for sure, like most people in the country. Mm-hmm. You know,
yep.
We do believe in God, but we're not actually religious at all. Although if you look at Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 18, we had a lovely woman in Melbourne say to us, Peter, you're a bit religious? And I said, no. I said, we believe in God. You know what she said? She said, I looked up Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 18, and this lovely verse comes up about Jeremiah being born into a world of trouble and strife. But have a guess what? There's no 19.
I think that's a message, isn't it? There's a message for you in the Bible on that one.
That's an amazing one. But you know what? We didn't start in 17. We didn't start in 19. We started in 2018.
Right. That's And what's the situation at the moment? Have you got any facilities available now?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's all coming. But there is a need for this in Bundaberg, I take it.
Oh, well, I ran a whole Australia. Males get a, you know, if you check our Facebook page out, Australia, check our Facebook. It's at Jeremiah House 2018, or the, and the website is jeremiahhouse2018.org.au. And you'll have a look at it. And that website, it's a little baby one at the moment, but it will tell you all about our posts and statistics and current stuff happening. It's amazing. There are more males out there getting murdered and killed than the public know about.
Well, one thing that gave me the horrors in looking at some of your material is the way that the current practice is, if a father turns up at a shelter with children, they actually separate them and send the children off somewhere else. It almost sounds like Nazi Germany, doesn't it?
That hurts my heart so much, let me tell you that, mate.
It's terrible. See, what happens is they're viewing us as the perpetrators. Mm. Now, okay, 3% of males, they should be locked up forever. But the 97% of us are pretty good blokes.
And they're all bundled together and they're all separated and, yep. Yeah, and so...
Yep.
And you're,
technically, mothers of Australia, look at this, your son is actually called a perpetrator.
Mm.
And we've got to change that culture by public awareness and say, well, we're nice blokes, you know? Like, when a man comes at the door and he's back to his missus' place and he says, look, I want to see my kids, he might raise his voice. Next minute, the police arrive, he's locked up in Maribor Jail for a month. It's terrible behaviour.
And this is the situation of separating a man and their families. That's you're saying that's the rest of Australia, and I guess it's the rest of the world as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't exist in the world either. I mean, short of like us. We plan to go a worldwide, if you know, but we've got to start here. And so we're asking the public of Australia to please get on board and donate to our donate page. We'll go to ANZ Bank. And basically, I don't understand. I hate asking for money. And all my life, people say, oh, look, you want to help, you know, help a charity? I'm going, But you know what? This is a necessary thing for Australia. Is we're not peddling our own boat. We're trying to help men and their children in this country, eh? And donations are the key to success. Sadly, if everyone in Australia donated $2 each, we'd have Jeremiah houses across the country.
And as you said earlier, you are a registered charity, so that means those any donations made are going to be tax deductible, aren't they?
100%, 100% over $2.
$2, yeah. So there you go, $2. That's the minimum, but even that would be welcome, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely welcome. We had a lovely lady the other day. She donated $2.50, and I sent a nice email. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's a lovely, lovely gesture. You see, we sent a media release to Australia a while back. And the media release went through MediaNet. Currently, there are no men and children centres in Australia. And my other slogan that I put up quite a bit, men in Australia, fathers and their children, should not be disadvantaged in an emergency family crisis situation, domestic violence crisis situation. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, when basically what happens is when someone's trying to hurt the few in the family and you've got to flee for your life, where do you go? There's no place. I was a lifeline counsellor, I'll cut a long story short, 15 years ago. I was on the phone in Bundaberg talking to a man in Brisbane. A woman's trying to kill me. I'm at the front of Brunswick Police Station with my children. Where do I go? On the computer, click, 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 click. Sorry, mate. There's no place to go. 15 years later, there's still no place to go.
Okay, look, we're going to take a short break now. We're going to listen to a song from Harry Nilsson called Mr. Bojangles.
I knew a man, Bojangle, and he'd dance for you. Worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. The old soft shoe jumped so high, he jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. Met him in a cell in New Orleans, it was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As I spoke right out, he talked of life, he talked of life. He laughed, slapped his leg a step. Said the name Bojangle, then he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants, a better stance, or what, we jumped up high. Clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, dance. He danced with those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke the tears of 15 years of house dogging him. Traveled about, his dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said, I dance now with every chance in honky tonks for drinks and tips, but
Most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so big. Shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please.
We're dads on the air.
And that was Mr. Bojangles, a song by Harry Nilsson. And we're speaking today with Peter Symes and Robert Stoker, who have embarked on an inspiring project to create a men's shelter, which is in Bundaberg, but they have much broader plans. So, Peter, we were just talking about your background with Lifeline. What's your other background? I think you were trained as a nurse, is that right?
Yeah, I've done nursing for many, many years. I was a builder, first off. Started building houses with my dad, my lovely dad, and we've done a lot of good things. For the last 12 years now, I've been working at the Release Centre at St Vincent de Paul in Bundaberg, and we help all these people. We're a lovely bunch too, but we help people off the street, and we see that many fathers coming in, you know, that tell us their stories, you know.
Well, you've certainly got a background in community service, which is inspiring to all of us. And what about you, Robert?
Yes, basically, I started off as an apprenticeship as a baker and pastry chef, and become a chef and social worker and marketing. And I do all sorts of different things, mate.
And I think
I love every single one of them.
And I think you've got some personal background in this area as well, of families splitting up.
Yes, I'm a single dad myself for the last 10 years, and I've had all my children live with me. Two have left the nest and creating their own destiny, and three are still living with me today, and it's an honour to have them in my life.
Well, that's the good side of this. So you mentioned that 15 years ago you had an experience. Has there been any change since for as far as men are concerned when they get into this crisis situation?
None. Well, I think what happens is, you're at the front of police station or outside the park, and you have your kids in the car with you, and what happens, the police come up to you and say, look, guy, you can't be here with your children. So they'll send that men to a men's shelter and send the children into welfare. Now, tomorrow morning, you can go up to regional housing and the Palmer House, you can apply, but it could take you months. And meanwhile, your children are at the mercy of someone else, you know, and I'm not saying that they're hurting these people, but you can't look after your kids if you haven't got them. And I'm not saying that, and sometimes the father, sometimes, is a better choice.
It's no wonder that some men take drastic action, is it? I mean, they've just lost their wife overnight. They've probably had a call from child support agency. They've lost their children. And they've got literally nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go. And they've got DVO against them as well. So that, in Australia, it's very sad. The first person past the post gets a DVO order. And if the woman can pop in quickly and get a DVO, well, the bloke's buggered. He has no rights at all. He's in no man's land. So if Jeremiah House was open, he could come to us and say, look, guys, I needed support and I need advice. And we'll provide that service for this man, and hopefully we'll work on the situation to get his kids back in his custody.
So what will you actually offer anyone that turns up on your door that way?
Well, what it is, we'll offer 3 months accommodation. So what we'll do, we'll send the children to school, we'll give them lunches, we'll feed the father and his children at night time. I'm a good cook, I tell you. I cook a lovely meal.
I'd like to take advantage of that next time I'm in Bundaberg.
You're welcome.
On site, there'll be a social worker, counsellor and financial budgeter, apparently, and a nurse.
Yeah. You see, the point is this. These men, I'm not saying all men are burnt, because we have people who are working. But what happens, sometimes the wife does some of the book work at home, and next minute they're out in the street. I've got a job, but how do I get a place? How do I do anything? So they've got, and the kids are crying and upset, and they lost their puppy dog and their pussy cat. You know, it's a terrible social issues that these people have. So we'll smooth it out for them. Come on, bloke, come on in. 2 o'clock in the morning. Come on, is a room here tonight? Come in and stay. And tomorrow morning we'll start your life journey and life again.
And also, basically, when you're in a relationship, most of the time, woman partner will be paying all the bills and sorting out the house and all those types of things. So when a man leaves a permanent relationship with his kids, he doesn't even know how to pay his bills. We're going to have to teach him how to do all those types of things too.
So what we'll do, we'll get in and do some budgeting. You see, and one other thing, we've got a lovely real estate we've actually been working with, and every fortnight will be paid into the real estate. So what we're going to do is unburn them, as I call that. So what happens, they'll create a reference for themselves. And if they owe a real estate money, we'll start to get them to pay it back. So they'll get a reference from me and Robert, from Jeremiah House,
mm-hmm.
Father's Domestic Violence Crisis Centre, and a reference from the real estate, which will unburn these guys. So we'll, in a three-month period, we'll actually start to working on getting them a place in town. But saying that too, it's not just for Bundaberg. Now, people are fleeing for domestic violence. Say you're in Bundaberg and you've got a domestic violence partner, a violent partner. Now, you won't come to Bundaberg for help necessarily. You'll go to Brisbane, right? Now, Brisbane people will probably come to Bundaberg to get Sentry and help. But at the moment, we can house the whole country. I mean, I'm not saying we've got 100 rooms, but we'll start to work on them then. So if you're in Brisbane and you've got suffering domestic violence, we'll say, look, mate, here's a bus fare. Come down to Bundaberg and we'll start sorting your life out. If you're in Melbourne, we don't care. But eventually, once the next one's open in Brisbane or Sydney or Melbourne, we'll interact with Jeremiah Houses across the country. That's how we plan to do. And then, the Bundaberg person might go to Melbourne or might go to Brisbane for Sentry. But we'll have security gates on the motel, security, big gates. So if a woman comes up and starts to smash the door down, well, she needs a crowbar to get past the gates. And then what we'll do, we'll get a DVO against her. Same to her, exactly the same.
Yes, and it's sort of in reverse, isn't it? I mean, domestic violence is sort of the flavour of the month in newspapers, media, the government, parliaments, yeah. But you're coming at it from a completely different angle that no one even mentions.
No one cares. Now, when I was a kid, domestic violence against females was rife. I won't tell you my personal experiences, but it was sad, hey? And over the years, we've actually got refuges and we had equality for females, and that's fantastic. That's a great thing. But at the moment, it's reversing, and the males are getting attacked. One out of every 10 male is a case of domestic homicide in Australia. And we know women get killed all the time, and we want men to love women. We don't want them to hate them. We want them to love women. But we're always saying to the government and Australia is that, well, men get hurt too, and children, and the kids are suffering. I mean, drug abuse is huge. I'm not saying, there are some women like men on drugs, and it's a big thing. And we're going to look at that as well in our situation, in our charter.
Now, I know in women's shelters they make a point of not having any males on the staff. Are you intending to have women volunteers or workers in your shelters?
Yes, we are. We even have a lady on our board of directors.
Yes, she's a lovely lady. Her name's Margaret, and she's a good sheiler, and she works with us. And we'll have a lady cleaner, for instance, But I'm doing the cooking, hey? I'm the cook.
Yeah.
However, if one of our member barbers, the idea is that they'll volunteer for us and help. They haven't got to, but we hope that they'll all start to volunteer and help other mates, other men, like brothers,
Yeah, I can imagine a social scene will develop, because one of the worst things when a family splits up, I mean, the father is used to doing things as a family, and all of a sudden, if the wife's not there, he's on his own. I mean, he doesn't even know how to play with his own kids because he's been too busy working leaves it to the mother. So
my uncle many years ago, he was a lovely man, and he worked hard, and while he worked hard 7 days a week, his wife was out on the harbour having joyrides in the harbour, and racked his bills up. I mean, that's what happens with a lot of people, But all I'm saying is all we need to do is give us men, a fair go for once. We're not asking for 100 shelters. We're asking for one to start. Once we get one, it will domino effect. We will start to generate fun. At the moment, and thank you, Australia, because people are donating, and we need those donations coming in. Thank you very much, because it's a wonderful thing, and we need the dollars to open our centre up.
Yes, you are looking for donations. I think you need a figure of about $2 million all up, is it?
It's actually $3 million, $2.5 million for the complex, and it's $500,000 for the first lot of capital for the year, so we don't fail.
Mm. See, we don't want to set up to fail. That's what we don't want.
No. And can people take some assurance from the way their dollar is spent? If they give you a dollar, how's it going to be split up?
Well, I'll tell you this. 83 cents will go towards accommodation, and 17 cents is going to go to administration. But first of all, we're approved by the Australian Charities Commission. So every last cent that comes through our books is written down, double entry, and every single cent, anybody can come and have a look at our books. That's not a problem. because the money will be there. However, you know, the bread bill, you know, the power bill, whatever we have to do, insurance rates, that will come out. So thank God that people are donating now, because we've had to pay about 40 grand of our own money. Mm. And when that money comes in, that money will get paid back to us. That's a good thing. But currently, we've got advertising costs. I mean, people say, what does Terry do? Well, you need a computer. It's sad. Things are costly. We're asking these marketers to give us a bit of a go, and they have, and they've been great. A lovely company in Melbourne called WME, and they've been helping us very lovelyly. They're a lovely bunch. One of the lovely girls is called Perrin. She's a lovely girl, and she's been helping us. You know, they're just doing their job, but they're actually, wow, you guys, it's great what you're doing. Like, wow, you know?
Well, what I'm really surprised at, since we've done our media release, is 80% of our supporters are actually women.
So they're thinking about their sons, I guess, and
yep. And their husbands that they left. They said, "I wish that was open when I broke up with my husband, because it would have been great for him to go to, because he took his life."
We've had that many men in this town even swinging their sheds over domestic violence issues. And another thing we want to get, not immediately, but once we open, we have been approached by a lot of nurses in the country to open up a detox centre, a Jeremiah House detox centre. That's got it in the pot, way down the track, but. You know, that's one thing we'll be looking at in the long future, you know.
Yeah. And with all this going on for the community, are you getting support from the government?
Frankly, no. But tell you what, we have a lovely man in Hinkler called Keith Pitt, and he's a federal minister for Hinkler in Bundaberg area. And if you look at our website, you'll see a letter from him. He has an in-principle letter. He updated a letter on the 1st of March. We have a lovely man in Bagara. In Electorate of Burnett. His name's Stephen Bennett, and from the day one,
he's been supporting us from day one, Stephen Bennett. He's an amazing man.
He's an amazing man, and he's also the in Queensland, he's the opposition, he's the family domestic violence spokesperson, shadow minister for domestic violence in Queensland. He's been sending letters, Stephen's been sending letters to the state government, to Di Farmer, to Mick Brenning, and the Premier, asking the government of Queensland to help us. So far, all we get is
all the funds have already been allocated, and there's no funds available for Jeremiah House.
And the websites they send to us to look at, they're Q-Tender. Now, Q-Tender, you've actually got to have a complex to do it. But when we actually get opened, I mean, there will be funds we can apply for, because they say there's no model. And I said, yes, there isn't any model. We've actually created a model that you guys haven't got. Mm. You know, there's a thing about equality. And I'm going to say the word called unequality. It's unequality, mean isn't in their models.
We need to take that first step, don't we? And then once we get cracking, and to make that first step, I'm wondering if you could just tell us, perhaps on air, you know, how men can contact you when they get in this situation.
Well, what we're going to do, as soon as we open, well, at the moment, as you know, we're in Facebook. Mm. So we've had personal people ringing us up, offering support. It's amazing. Now, what will happen is, throughout Australia, like Lifeline, St Vincent de Paul, Salvation Army, we'll send out emails to all these people and ring them personally and put them on their databases. So if you ring Lifeline Australia, you know, the 1314, I'll give Lifeline a plug, because I haven't been with Lifeline for many years, but I was a counsellor, and they're a lovely, lovely bunch, and they do save men's lives. And when I was working as a counsellor, we actually had a lot of men that I've spoke to on the phone over the years too. Anyway, that's a long time ago, but they're doing a good job. And what happens is, we'll be uploading their databases to tell Lifeline. So when a man rings up, like I did 15 years ago, on the computer, sorry, mate. But now, when that bloke rings up, once we open, hold on, mate, there's a place in Bundaberg, Queensland. Here's the number. What you do on Lifeline, we call them for you.
Gentlemen, it's really exciting, and we must stay in touch to hear how it all develops. But we've reached the stage of the show where we ask our guests to pick a song. Would you like to tell us which song you've picked?
What About Me?
That's great. We might let Moving Pictures do their best on the song.
There's a little boy waiting at the counter of a corner shop. You've been waiting down there, waiting half a day. They never ever see you from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says, what about me? She's been waiting back there, waiting for a dream. And she's walking and nothing ever stops. Well, she's not too proud to cry out loud. She runs to the street and she screams, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough now. I want my share. Can't you see?
Okay, that was What About Me by Moving Pictures. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from our listeners. You can go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, send us an email and we'll be in touch. If you'd like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. So it just remains for me now to give a special thank you to our inspiring guests today, Peter Symes and Robert Stoker. Peter and Robert, thank you very much for being on Dads on the Air.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
That's great. And we'll be back next week with another show on Dads on the Air.